Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan DeWhite, and I am explaining to you what the situation here is. This is, of course, a section in which my wonderful cat, Scape, tells a horror story that I have previously read to him to a guest. As with our last episode, our guest is Mr. Rory St. John, who serves as the audience. Hello, thank you very much for having me on the show. You're very welcome, and now let me introduce Mr. Scape White, who is, of course, the star of Scapy Stories.
Hello, everybody. My name is Scape, and this is the second episode. This time we have a scary story called The Archer and the Arras by Lewis Spence. Okay, Rory, are you ready to hear my story?
Yes, I'm absolutely ready. I hope that it's as good or better, preferably, than the previous one.
Oh, it's really good, so don't worry. Okay, once upon a time, I was traveling with a little boy, okay? Because he was a really rich little boy. He had a lot of money. And I was, like, his tutor. I was teaching him stuff sometimes. You know, like, we would go places and I would be like, so here's how things are. Kind of like I'm telling you a story, but with him I was, like, teaching him math and stuff. I don't know, lots of stuff, okay?
You were teaching someone math. Do you know what math is? Do you know how that works?
Look, okay. It's not a true story, Rory. It's a story I heard. But it's a story, it's another one of those, like, stories that is like, I did this, I did that, okay? So, I'm just telling it, okay? So, just way off, okay?
I'm sorry to spoil the illusion.
Yeah, well, good. Okay, so, like, okay, I was traveling with this boy whose name was, like, his last name was Daintree, and he was, like, rich, and his family was, like, famous or something. Like, they were kind of one of those families where it's, like, families that everybody knew, because, do you know what I mean? Famous?
Well, I know what famous means, if that's what you're asking.
No, I mean, like, it was, like, an old family that had, like, power.
Supernatural powers.
No, like, okay, like, sir something.
Oh, they were some form of royalty.
Well, I mean, they weren't, like, kings.
So they were titled. They had a title. Does this take place in England?
Yeah. I'm English in this story.
Well, you're not English. I mean.
Oh, just pretend. Just pretend I'm doing the accent. Okay, so they're, like, old family, famous name is Daintree, okay? And so he's just real kid. And we're driving, and I was driving this car. And
you're driving a car now?
It's a story, okay? Are you going to, like, it's going to get spooky at the end, or are you going to be like, well, I don't believe that. It's a story.
Yeah, well, if it's a scary story, yeah. But I just don't see how a cat can drive a car.
It's, oh, goodness gracious me. You are being uncooperative. Just listen. So I was driving a car, and because I'm a cat, it crashed, all right? So the car crashed, okay? That's why. I just say it's because I'm a cat. That's not why in the story, but to shut you up, okay?
All right, that's fine. I mean, that makes sense, because cats can't drive cars, so, you
well,
know.
Well, fine. So the car crashed, okay? And so we get out of the car, we're like, oh, no, what's it? Car's crashed, oh. So we didn't know what to do, and we're like, okay, what do we do? And he's like, hey, it's dark out, because it's nighttime, but it's gonna rain in, like, a minute, so that sucks. But look, it's gonna be work. There's a light over that way. Maybe there's, like, a house or something. So I was like, all right, let's go. So we were like, over towards the house. And so, we get to the house. It's like, oh my God, this is not a house. It's like a giant castle of amazing. Like, huge stuff. Like, really, really big. And I was like, whoa. And he's like, well, you don't want to go to the castle? And I was like, shut up. I could. Because if you want to, yes, sure, let's go. So we ran up, and he's like, ring the bell. Doo-doo-doo. And some woman was like, hello, what do you want? And he's like, our car crashed, because he's a cat. And he was driving. That was dumb. But I'm only a real boy. I mean, I don't know how old he was. He was like a teenager. It doesn't matter. The point is, he's like a boy. He was younger than me, so that's important, because I was teaching him.
Well, you're only like, what, eight? You know, that would make him very young.
Yeah, but it's a story. Just listen. Okay, so no, she was like, no, we can't let you in, because the people who own this house are, like, away. So we can't let you in, so bye. And she was totally gonna let us just walk in the rain, which is really mean. But the guy, Daintree, was like, I got some monies, so I could give you some money. Like, a good amount, so... And she was like, okay, come in, I will do it for money. And so she gave us, like, supper, some nice food, and was like, oh, no, wait, okay. The boy was like, so, thanks for the food and letting us in, that's good, But what is this place called, by the way? And she was like, you don't know what this place is? Dumb. But it's called, Bray Court. And he was like, and she walked out of the room. And I was like, what? Why did you go, like, oh? And he was like, dude, the fact that I'm here is, like, totally messed up because it's, like, I have a history. I mean, not me, but my family. And I was like, what? And he was like, you don't know? Duh. Dumb. Let me tell you. Here's what happened. Once upon a time.
I'm sorry. Are we going to a story within a story? Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, but that's how it is, okay? This is a story that Daintree is telling to me, but I'm telling it to you now. Okay? But here's what he said. He was like, I had an ancestor, okay, who was like, he was not so nice of a guy, okay? And what he did, he like kidnapped the guy who used to live in this house. He kidnapped Mr. Braycourt. And he was like, I kidnapped him! If you guys want him back, you have to give me, like, a lot of money. And so, his family were like, we don't have a lot of money. We can't save him. What do we do? And then my ancestor was like, oh, whatever, I don't believe you. And so, in addition to, like, not giving him back, he was like, also, I think maybe Mr. Braycourt, like, has some money hidden, and also I will, like, torture him so I would find out where it is. And so he was like, torture, torture, torture. He was, like, scratching him. He was doing, shoot you with water. He was doing mean stuff.
You were shooting him with water, with, like, a water bottle? Is that
it? Yeah, yeah. Because he was, like, torture. And Braycourt was probably like, oh, God, it hurts.
The water hurt him.
No, other stuff hurt him. But he's like, I don't like water. Whatever. He tortured him. But he tortured him so bad that he died. Okay? So my ancestor killed this guy. That's the story that Daintree was telling me. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty screwed up. And he was like, no, it's not over. So then what happened was Mr. Braycourt's wife was like, okay, I found the money. I found a way to get money, but it was really hard. Okay? But I brought the money to you. And my ancestor was like, oh, he already died. But I'll take your money. Ha! And then he kidnapped Mrs. Braycourt, okay? And, like, kept her, okay? For his own reasons. And, like, was not nice to her. And she went crazy, all right? That's what happened.
Oh, why did she go crazy? What did he do to her? Why did he keep her?
He did.
Anyway, what did he do? What happened?
Well, you know. He like, made her do stuff.
Like what?
Well, some stuff that was not good. Look, she didn't like it, and that's why she went crazy, okay? And so, she went so crazy that she became a sorceress, okay? And she was doing magic, like, evil magic.
I'm sorry, she went so crazy she became a sorceress. I didn't realize that sorceresses were just particularly crazy women.
Look, I don't know if that's what it is, but she went crazy and became a sorceress.
So they're not related. It was a coincidence. She did two things. One was go crazy, one was become a sorceress, and they weren't. One was not a result of the other.
I don't know. He kidnapped her, did bad things. She went crazy. She became a sorceress. That's the chain of events. You could draw your own conclusions, okay? But she became a sorceress and was like, I am committed now to killing out all of the Daintrees. And so she, like, killed my ancestor. And then she, like, killed, like, somebody else, his brother or something, right? And killed somebody else. She was killing people. And she would have killed everybody. But eventually, like, she died too, so she didn't. But anyway, she, like, was really mad. So that's what Daintree was telling me, okay? So that's what, this escaped me, I'm talking. That's the story Daintree told me. And I was like, dude, that's kind of messed up. Don't tell the housekeeper because she will, like, throw us out in the rain. It's wet. And he was like, I'm not gonna tell her. I was like, good. So then she came back, and she was like, oh, you guys finished. You want to go to bed? And we were like, yeah. And she's like, okay. We only have one room ready right now. It's the best one we've got because it is. Because a lot of the other rooms, because everybody's away, they're not ready. So you could sleep in the steward's room, whatever that means. But anyway, so she was like, it's the best room we got. And we were like, yeah, sure, whatever. We just don't want to get wet. So she took us in to the room, and we were like, okay, good night. And she's like, good night. But we were... When we got into the room, we were like, oh, this is, like, weird. And we looked on the walls, and on all the walls, there are, like, on the wall is a heiress, okay? And what that is, like, a blanket with a picture on it.
You mean a tapestry?
Well, yeah, sure, whatever. It's like cloth with a picture on the wall. It's like a blanket.
It's an heiress. Yeah, right, fine. Yes, go ahead.
And we're looking at it for a second. We're like, oh my God. This is the story that you just told me on the walls with the guy and the torturing and the dead and the wife and all of that is right on the walls. And he was like, yeah, that's cool. And I was like, I don't think I like it. And he was like, no, it's cool. And there was at the end, there was like this guy who was like life-sized and he had a bow like drawn. He had a bow and arrow. He was like, I'm going to shoot this arrow. He wasn't real. He was part of the picture under the blanket. But when we looked at it, we were like, oh, that's supposed to be Mr. Breakheart. Because he was like the same guy. He's pointing an arrow. And he was like, yeah, that looks really good. It looks really well done. And I was like, dude, this is too scary. We should probably go. We should be like somewhere else.
You were afraid of a tapestry.
Well, it was very creepy. And we weren't supposed to. We shouldn't have been there because that guy was like the family of the ones who did the bad stuff. It's like not cool.
Yes, but he was in the rain.
Well, yeah, it was the rain, so we didn't want to go in the rain. But we could have said, can we please have a different room? I wanted to go to a different room, okay?
But you said there weren't any other rooms.
Well, there probably were other rooms, okay? But we had the best one. Ugh, doesn't matter. I was like, let's go. He was like, no. So he said, no, we didn't. He was like, no, it's cool. I like it. Let's go to sleep. And so we got into bed and went to sleep. But all of a sudden, there was like a weird growl. And it was coming from the blankets.
On the beds?
No, the blankets on the walls. It was coming from the arrows. And I could see the archer guy with the arrow, pointing the arrow. And it was like, oh, that's scary. And Daintree was like, what's going on? Oh my God, it's scary. And then all of a sudden the lights went out, but it was like, there was a sound. Like, and I was like, what happened? So I jumped up and I was like, everything's okay. And I lit the candles and there he was with an arrow stuck in his chest. And he was dead. The end of the story.
That's the end of the story, yes. Well, excellent. Spooky, I suppose, yes. So there was, you know, kind of a ghost situation.
It was magic, I think. I mean, it could have been a ghost, but I think it was because she was a sorceress. Oh, yeah, I forgot that part.
Oh, you forgot part of it. What did you forget?
Oh, well, there was, like, a plaque next to the thing, the heiress, and it was like, hey, this was knitted by the guy's wife who was a sorceress.
It was knitted? It was a knit?
It was made. You know, it was made by the sorceress, and it had, like, symbols of magic. And that was the part that scared me. It was not just that he was a guy on a picture. It was supposed to be the part about the magic on the tapestry.
Well, yes, I suppose that would have made a little more sense, but it's too late now.
Dad, can you just edit it in when you go back?
No, I don't edit. I told you that's not possible.
Oh, come on. Just put it in.
No, I don't know. I couldn't do it. I don't know how to do that. It's weird. But, Scape, what's the scary moral?
What?
Well, like last time you sort of said that's the scary part and you announced what was scary about that story. And I was thinking that's probably like the scary moral of the story. So what's the scary moral this time?
Well, the scary moral is pictures can come to life and kill you.
Well, I don't think that's true.
Well, it's a story, and that's the part that is scary, is that that's what happened.
Yes, of course, but I don't think that's what the point of the story was. I don't think that's what, I think the scary part of the story was supposed to be, you know, the past coming back to haunt you, you know, the idea that sins, you know, in your past and in your history can come back through time and reach out and kill you, destroy you, you know, in some way.
I don't think that's what it was, because it was a picture on the wall. It was like a picture on a blanket, okay? It was a picture of a guy with a bow, and it was like, shoot, right into him, dead. So it was about a picture coming to life.
Well, yes, that's what happened. Yes, but I'm saying...
Well, Rory, it's his show, so I think he's right.
Thank you, Dad. I'm going to say it again. Pictures can come to life and kill you, so watch out.
That's very true, man. That's scary.
Excellent. So, Dad, are we going to keep doing this show for a really long time?
Yes, we're going to try to keep doing it for a while, as long as we can. Hopefully, we'll have other guests on to listen to your stories besides Mr. Roy St. John. Not because he doesn't love it, because I'm sure he loves it.
Oh, yes, I do.
But rather just to share the screen time, so to speak, the mic time with other people. So thank you very much for listening. And Scape, do you want to...
Yes. Come back next time where I will be even scarier. This is Scapey Stories. Goodbye.